This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So I was poking around online the other day, and I came across a video of a guy in Boise, Idaho, talking about how he had bought at auction 31 rolls of undeveloped film from 70 years ago, World War II, as it turned out. And as I was watching that video, a thought came to me. So we called him up so I could ask him about it. His name is Levi Bettweiser, and he is the founder of something called the Rescued Film Project. Levi, it's good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you very much.
Did you know when you got your hands on these rolls that you had something special?
I knew that I potentially had something special. Just from the look of the rolls themselves and what was written on them, I knew that they could potentially have some quite amazing photos on them. But you never know what you're going to get because obviously you have no idea what the condition of the images might be that are still on the film.
What was written on the canisters, by the way? What did they say?
Well, about half the rolls had handwritten notes of potentially what was on the rolls, and they're more so locations like Le Havre Harbor, Lucky Strike Camp, Boston Harbor. One was labeled Roll of French Funeral, and so we were able to actually recover some funeral pictures of a French officer on that roll.
Huh. The thing that got me about this project and about the video was that this is an industry, right? Film developing and actual film photography that almost doesn't exist anymore. I mean, yes, people will shoot on film, you know, at the high end and stuff, but everybody's all digital now. And this is a process and a thing, a business that's kind of going away.
Yeah, and it really is. And honestly, film photography has kind of more so turned from the standard for commercial and has now kind of turned more into more of an art medium for more stylized kind of art photography, if that makes sense. It's not as widely used, obviously, because of digital. And yeah, it is definitely, the industry is definitely lacking, but I think there is kind of a revival and a movement currently to kind of hold on to that. And film photography actually now, I feel like it definitely is on the upswing.
But your children, though, I mean, your grandkids, are they going to be doing the Rescued Memory Card Project, right? I mean, does that analogy apply?
That's not the first time we've been asked that question. Yeah, I mean, I suppose, but really the unique nature of the Rescued Film Project is that no one has ever seen the images before, not even the photographer. And so you kind of lose that unique nature when you pull an SD card out of a camera, assuming that the images could have already been printed or obviously they're seen instantly as soon as they're taken.
This comes, I imagine, the Rescued Film Project and your interest and the value you put in finding these images, it comes at no small cost. I mean, how much do you spend, I don't know, every year on developer and solutions and buying the film?
Yeah, well, the Rescued Film Project, I started it about 2 years ago, so it's only been in existence for about 2 years, and it's only been public about 6 months. And everything is personally funded by myself, and this is not my full-time job. I obviously have a full-time job sustaining myself. But over the last year and a half, 2 years, I have spent several thousand dollars of my personal funds to fund the project just because I believe in it, and it's a passion project, and the cost doesn't make any difference to me. You can't put a price on the value of saving these images.
Must make you crazy knowing that in the back of dresser drawers and in attics and in closets all over the country are rolls of film just sitting there.
Yeah, it makes me crazy, and it makes me very excited, too. But, I'll be talking to someone about the Rescued Film Project who's never heard about it before, and inevitably, after about 2 minutes, they will stop, pause, get a questioned look on their face, and then they'll say, you know, I think I have about 10 rolls that I shot like 20 years ago in the bottom of a cabinet, and that happens 9 times out of 10. And, as much searching as we can never look far and wide enough by ourselves. So it's really people sending us rolls of film that will keep continuing to fuel the project.
It is the Rescued Film Project. Levi Bettweiser runs it and he funds it as well. We've got a link to it on our website and you should check out that video. It's up on Vimeo. We'll have a link to that at marketplace.org. Levi, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.